If you're a Golden State Warriors fan, I'm betting you're probably in a pretty good mood today. The Warriors defeated the Cleveland Cavaliers to win their second NBA title in 3 years. They did it with a lot of help from the guy who won the MVP award, Kevin Durant. NPR's Eric Westervelt has more from Oakland.
The Warriors started the game sluggish and trailed at the end of the first quarter, but it was a Kevin Durant dunk followed by his clutch shooting that helped spark a 21-2 second quarter run. Durant's stellar play all season and throughout the playoffs vindicated Golden State's big payout to the superstar in a controversial offseason deal that had some basketball fans complaining about a competitive imbalance in the NBA. It's the third year in a row the Warriors and Cavs have faced off in the finals. But for all the talk of a super team stacked with all-stars, the Warriors last night underscored their depth. Andre Iguodala came off the bench to score 20 points, including several dunks and three-point shots that seemed to rejuvenate the Warriors and their fans. In the end, LeBron James and the Cavs simply couldn't catch the Warriors, and the packed crowd at Oakland's Oracle Arena got to sing along with Queen as it rained yellow-colored confetti. Warrior fan Mark Chris Santos.
It feels good to win the title at home. Go, Doug! Woo!
Throughout the playoffs, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr encouraged his team to enjoy the ride, to play with joy. And throughout the finals, it often looked as though they were listening to him. Indeed, sometimes lost in all the chatter about a possible Warriors dynasty is the fact that Golden State plays beautiful, often generous, team ball. It's what celebrating fan Stephanie Abate says she loves about her Warriors.
They play unselfish basketball every night in and out, and I think that's why they are so amazing, and they're winning like crazy.
Or as fan Licia Bravel put it to me, you can tell the Warriors are having fun out there, and they're really fun to watch. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Oakland.